March 17th is the 100th birthday of Nat King Cole, and it also happens to be a Singers Unlimited day. So
it's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. It's a wonderful confluence. And so I am here with Michael Bourne, who will be devoting the entirety of the show to the Nat King Cole Centennial. This sounds fantastic.
Lots of him, and the amazing thing is he didn't live even half of the 100 years. He died at 45.
Right.
But he recorded countless songs. It's just awesome how many. I would have jammed. I'm not even going to get all the Grammy-winning and best-selling songs in because there's so many. Plus, I'll play some tribute albums. I think there have been more tribute albums to Nat Cole than even to Billie Holiday.
So many. What are some of your favorites? What tributes really stand out?
Diana Krall, mm-hmm. All For You. Mm-hmm. She played this tribute to Nat up at Montreal, and that was the first great concert I heard at the Jazz Festival. And she was with Russell Malone and Paul Keller, and it was like jazz was supposed to be. They were swinging so hard and laughing. I never forget that concert because it all went straight out from there for Diana Krall.
Right.
And I even called Tommy LaPuma and I said, you have to record this trio. And he said, I'm not sure if we're going to want to do a Nat Cole tribute. I said, I don't care what songs they play. You have to get that feeling of what they were doing. It's the way this music is supposed to be played.
Yeah.
And he put out the Cole record. The Cole record became a hit.
It was her breakthrough, really.
That was a breakthrough, absolutely. Yeah. And just wonderful. And the Carmen McRae is wonderful, called You're Looking at Me.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been so many. That first time I heard the Natalie and Nat duet was unexpected. It was at a concert. Natalie was singing at Lincoln Center. And out of the speakers came the voice of Nat Cole, her father. And it was magical.
Yeah.
Then she did five or six more of them, and it was okay. Those were okay, and other folks have done it since then. But that's a good tribute, and then it won all the Grammy Awards.
Right, right. I can only imagine what that would have been like to have the sort of apparition unexpectedly appear in the concert hall.
It was a good time, and that was one of that record became.
It was like a phenomenon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And more.
So back to Nat's voice and what made him special. What are a couple of the attributes about his singing and his presence that have really stood out to you?
Classic crooner, what I always call a creamy baritone.
Mm.
It's just a beautiful sound. And you can hear that sound in singers who have come along since, like Johnny Hartman and Kevin Mahogany, and mm-hmm. in recent years, Alan Harris and folks like that, you know, cats who really sing right in there into those songs. And very hip, very hip. He was a great piano player, which was somewhat lost.
Yeah.
Because after he became more and more famous, he was standing out in front of the band more often than playing. And when he played, if you look at the videos, he played sideways. I don't know how he was doing that, because it's hard enough to play while you're singing.
Right.
But he was playing while he was singing, but he was sitting turned out toward the audience and playing at a 45-degree angle. It's fascinating. But that group, that first trio in the 40s, along with the Ahmad Jamal trio, the first real piano, bass, and guitar,
mm-hmm.
this is after the big band era. Those groups really popularized small groups,
yeah,
and intimate jazz groups that were just as swingy as a big band.
Swinging and sophisticated at the same time.
Great player. He was really a great player. Listen to him. He's on the very first Jazz at the Philharmonic
mm-hmm.
concert. And Les Paul was playing guitar, and Eleanor Jacquette was a soloist, and they played something just called blues that blew the roof off.
Yeah.
And from then on, Jazz at the Philharmonic became an international phenomenon.
So in 2019, in the year that, you know, we would have observed Nat King Cole at 100 if he had lived more than twice his age, what lessons do we have yet to learn from his music? What can he say to us today, you know, that maybe we weren't ready to hear 50 years ago?
He really was a pioneer. You know, he was the first African-American artist to have a TV show mm-hmm. on a network. That was a big deal. And he suffered some seriously horrific racism. But he survived all of that. He triumphed over all of that, in spite of all of that, mm-hmm. and became one of the great stars. And just always him. I mean, he recorded some songs that you look back on and you laugh, like those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Right.
And then you say, yeah, but that song, That Sunday, That Summer, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's all that. He sang so many odd songs at a certain time and started singing more novelty songs. But he mostly sang the standards. And some of the standards became Nat's own songs. You don't think of others singing those songs. There were so many songs that were written for Nat Cole that became signatures. Wild is Love and L-O-V-E. And then he wrote Straighten Up and Fly Right.
I don't want to spoil Sunday's show, but can you tell us one surprise that we can look out for? Is there something unexpected in the lineup?
I don't know if nobody ever heard Mr. Cole Won't Rock and Roll. It was the climax of the Live at the Sands was Joe Turner's Blues. And Nat Cole played W.C. Handy in that very fictionalized St. Louis Blues yeah. movie. So he sang Joe Turner's Blues with the orchestra exploding, and then he comes back with two or three encores. But there was a whole long finale after that, the encore after the encore, and it was a very clever and very swinging song called Mr. Cole Won't Rock and Roll, and it's all a joke about, well, if I was going to be, you know, kooky, kooky, Lend Me Your Comb and Elvis, and he starts to sing all of his hits as if they were rock and roll songs. And that's hilarious. That's about halfway through the show, so I think of it as the Act One finale.
Right.
And then there's 2 more hours of Nat.
Fabulous. Well, Singers Unlimited on March 17th, Nat King Cole's 100th birthday. Michael Bourne will be paying tribute. It's going to be a blast. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Why do fools fall in love? Wow.